4. The Fourth Bestowal. It was at the end of one of the periodic millennial roll calls of Uversa that Michael proceeded to place the government of Nebadon in the hands of Emmanuel and Gabriel, and of course, recalling what had happened in times past following such action, we all prepared to witness Michael's disappearance on his fourth mission of bestowal, and we were not long kept waiting, for he shortly went out upon the Salvington dispatching field and was lost to our view. On the third day after this bestowal disappearance, we observed in the universe broadcast to Uversa this significant news item from the seraphic headquarters of Nebadon, reporting the unannounced arrival of an unknown seraphim, accompanied by a solitary supernaphim and Gabriel of Salvington. This unregistered seraphim qualifies as of the Nebadon order and bears credentials from the Uversa Ancients of Days, certified by Emmanuel of Salvington. This seraphim tests out as belonging to the supreme order of the angels of a local universe, and has already been assigned to the core of the teaching counselors. Michael was absent from Salvington during this, the seraphic bestowal, for a period of over 40 standard universe years. During this time, he was attached as a seraphic teaching counselor, what you might denominate a private secretary, to 26 different master teachers, functioning on 22 different worlds. His last or terminal assignment was as counselor and helper attached to a bestowal mission of a Trinity teacher son on world 462 in system 84 of constellation 3 in the universe of Nebadon. Never throughout the 7 years of this assignment was this Trinity teacher son wholly persuaded as to the identity of his seraphic associate. True, all seraphim during that age were regarded with peculiar interest and scrutiny. Full well, we all knew that our beloved sovereign was abroad in the universe, disguised as a seraphim, but never could we be certain of his identity. Never was he positively identified until the time of his attachment to the bestowal mission of this Trinity teacher son. But always, throughout this era, were the supreme seraphim regarded with special solicitude, lest any of us should find that we had unawares been host to the sovereign of the universe on a mission of creature bestowal. And so it has become forever true concerning angels, that their creator and ruler has been, in all points, tried and tested in the likeness of seraphic personality. As these successive bestowals partook increasingly of the nature of the lower forms of universe life, Gabriel became more and more an associate of these incarnation adventures, functioning as the universe liaison between the bestowed Michael and the acting universe ruler, Emmanuel. Now has Michael passed through the bestowal experience of three orders of his created universe sons, the Melchizedeks, the Lanamandeks, and the material sons. Next he condescends to personalize in the likeness of angelic life as a supreme seraphim before turning his attention to the various phases of the ascending careers of his lowest form of will creatures, the evolutionary mortals of time and space.